You're listening to SBS News.
When 87-year-old Perth woman Naveena Couture was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, her family decided not to place her in residential aged care. Their concern was that the Serbian-speaking grandmother would be unable to speak with aged care workers.
Stačima danas.
No.
Instead, her grandson Ozzy became her full-time carer.
These days, the little English she did know, it's gone completely. I don't think somebody could care for her without knowing her language.
Speaking in her native language is now the only way Mrs. Couture communicates with the world.
But that's another reason why I have to be here most of the time. When a personal care lady comes that doesn't speak Serbian, there's no way she's going to be able to do her job without having somebody to tell my grandma what's going on.
It's a problem many Australian families have to deal with. Maria Popovic placed her father into residential care after he was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. She thought he would receive the best available care, but Ms. Popovic says her father's condition rapidly deteriorated.
When he went there, he was still able to speak. He was continent. He had some symptoms, but he was lucid a lot of the times with this dementia. But very quickly, he started deteriorating. He was classed as incontinent completely.
Her father died soon after, and Ms. Popovic said the failure of staff to communicate with her father was a contributing factor.
I've been trying to really advocate the importance for everybody of getting that message across that families can't do it. It makes everybody feel unwell, you know. There needs to be done more done for the ethnic communities to raise the awareness, not just for the person who's unwell, but for their families of what's available for them out there.
From July 1st, Australia will have a new set of standards governing the provision of aged care services. It's an important step for a sector seeking to boost public confidence after a litany of failures outlined by the ongoing Royal Commission into Aged Care. But for those working in culturally appropriate care, it's also an opportunity to focus attention on the special needs of non-English speaking Australians. Mary Gogoni is the director of Fortis Consulting, an organisation that provides cultural awareness training to aged care providers.
The training has to occur and the development of a charter, if you like, you know, a cross-cultural, cross-communication charter, which we've helped a number of organisations develop, is really, really important. And now in the Quality and Safety Commission's standards that they will be not only introducing but obviously checking that they are being embedded, one of them is making sure that people are provided with culturally appropriate services, and language plays an intrinsic role in that cultural appropriateness, because if I can communicate with every other way, I can learn how to smile at you so that you see me, but I can't say a word to you, in due course that does feel very isolating, and isolation of course is the biggest killer of people over 65.
While the new industry standards will be mandatory across the aged care sector, there are positive trends for culturally appropriate care in the industry. Stanka Čiča uses her knowledge of five languages in her work at a facility that cares for seniors from Southern European backgrounds.
We have a volunteer who speak all languages which we have in residence. They're doing activities one-to-one, conversation, they're doing in small groups.
She says her organisation provides a positive example for an industry tarnished by stories of abuse.
As soon as we need any help, we are a good team, we are one big family, and we're supporting each other.
Hope that non-English speaking Australians will receive the same standard of care as everyone else. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.